I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Our title is The Light That Finds Us. Our scripture is John 1, 9 through 13. The true light that gives light to everyone has come into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. There's something quite powerful about light. It doesn't argue with darkness. It doesn't wrestle it down. It simply shines, and darkness has no choice but to give way. John tells us the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. Not a selective light, not a light for the worthy or the prepared, a light for everyone. That means before you ever searched for God, the light was already searching for you. And here's the startling part. He was in the world, and the world did not recognize him. Imagine standing in full daylight and insisting it's still night. That's the human condition, John describes. We can be surrounded by grace and still miss it. We can brush shoulders with truth and not see who stands before us. Why? Because the light does not force recognition. Love never coerces. God comes near enough to be received, but never so overpowering that we cannot turn away. John says he came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. The tragedy is not distance, but rejection, not absence, but refusal. The light was not hidden, it was unwanted. Yet the passage does not linger in sorrow, it moves to hope. Yet to all who did receive him, he gave the right to become children of God. Notice the word right. This is not a temporary status, not a fragile label. It is a granted identity to receive the light. It is not merely to adopt new ideas. It is to be given a new belonging, children of God. Not spectators, not servants standing at a distance, children. That word carries intimacy, inheritance, and relationship. It means we are known before we perform, love before we achieve, welcome before we prove ourselves. And John presses the point even further. This new life is not of natural descent nor of human decision, but born of God. In other words, this identity cannot be manufactured. It cannot be earned by effort or secured by heritage. It is not passed down like a family name or built by sheer willpower. It is a birth, a divine beginning placed within us. Think about what that means for a moment. You can miss the light and still be sought by it. You can fail to recognize and still be invited to receive. You can feel ordinary and still be offered divine belonging. The question John places before us is simple, but searching. Will we receive the light that has already come near? Receiving is not complicated. It is not mastering doctrine or achieving perfection. It is opening what is closed, trusting what is given, saying yes to the presence already at the door of our lives. And when that happens, yes, something changes at the deepest level. We are not merely improved, we are reborn. Not just enlightened, we are adopted. Not simply guided, we are gathered into God's own family. So today, if life feels dim, if faith feels distant, if you wonder whether you are seen or known, hear the promise in this passage. The light has come, the invitation stands, and those who receive are never merely visitors. They are home. I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.